It's time now for the curtain call. And normally we have on owners, we have trainers, jockeys. Today we have an owner on, Sean. It's my man Harry Rosenblum, owner of Gentleman's Bet, who got the job done via DQ in the DeFrancis Memorial Dash this past Saturday out at Laurel. Harry, Anthony, and Sean Morris here on Express Bet Radio on HRN. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, guys. How are you today? Thanks for having me.
Doing great, Harry. Gentleman's Bet has certainly been a neat little horse to have over the past few years. Had a lot of success with him back in 2013. Won the Iowa Sprint, and the Vav was third in the Vanderbilt. Just got beat a length and a half in the Breeders' Cup Sprint, and then we didn't see him for a while. Nearly 16 months. Talk to us a little bit about bringing him back earlier this year off that injury.
Well, you know, I think it was really a good training effort on behalf of my trainer, who really ought to be getting the interview. But thanks for having me. He had a couple of different things going on, and we just decided we would give him more time than he needed and brought him back at Oaklawn. And, you know, I don't think most horses could have done what he did. The allowance race that he ran, and he got the three-quarters of a length just getting caught. And there were a few stake horses in that allowance. It was a money allowance race. And then to come back off of one race off of that long of a layoff to win and get I think he got 107 buyer and win that stake was just incredible. And so, you know, he's that kind of a horse. And we found, you know, people are going to wonder, why did his form go off? I'm sure is one of the questions you're going to ask. And he had to have a minor throat surgery. We found he wasn't getting his air, and we didn't know until after three races. We did a dynamic scope on him, and we fixed that, and then that's why we went for the Phoenix, and he ran so well there. We thought, well, we'll go ahead and go in the Breeders' Cup because the Phoenix race was off of a four-month layoff and four works. So we were really proud of the horse the other day, and had he not gotten in trouble, we feel like he would have won by multiple lengths. I probably should have more than I should.
No, it's okay. You guys actually entered in the Breeders' Cup, got stuck on the AE list. You were number 15 and just decided you pulled the plug on that rather early. If I recall, it was Monday or Tuesday of Breeders' Cup week that you just decided that you were going to pull the plug and then focus on the DeFrancis, correct?
Well, I'll tell you what happened. You know, it was sort of incredulous to me that we were on the AE anyway, given what, you know, a lot of horses haven't run the numbers this horse is running. They have a certain formula they have, and it's a point system. So we got stuck out there. And, you know, I just decided, and I talked with Ron about it, my trainer. We just decided, look, if we could have drawn into the body of the race, and maybe be in the 10 hole or the 12 hole or the 5 hole, it would have made a big difference with our decision. But I called Ron and I said, look, I'm going to declare the horse from the race Tuesday morning because it didn't make any sense to draw the 14 hole where he's got to overexert himself to possibly win. But so then the DeFrancis, you know, we talked about that, and that was the next logical large purse-type sprint to run the horse in.
Talking with Harry Rosenblum, Harry T. Rosenblum. You know what the T stands for, Sean?
Tiberius?
Truman.
Only joking.
Godfather Harry Truman, President of the United States. That's the truth.
Really?
Am I lying, Harry?
No, that's true. My father got to know President Truman in World War I, and they became friends. And actually, I guess I was like 3 or 4 years old. He was in our home during his last term in office. Right here in Arkansas, but I've had a couple of Truman horses, like Truman's Commander, so that is true.
Huh. And Harry, just given what happened in the Breeders' Cup and Run Happy and Private Zone running so well, I'm sure, and obviously the way that DeFrancis unfolded, I'm sure you're pretty happy with that decision, right?
Oh, you know, I was so happy I called the stewards and congratulated them for making the right call. But, you know, the horse got, and I tell you who else I was really happy for, and you know, it's funny how things work out in life, but, you know, Robbie was supposed to ride the horse and didn't know that his agent had given a commitment to someone else for a race at Churchill. And it just so happens that, you know, I was looking at the jocks up there and talked to a couple of friends of mine that knew Dance and Pino. And, you know, Danny is a really good guy, and I think this race meant a lot to him on that given day. So he did a really, really good job. You know, we were worried the horse could have gone down, and, you know, that horse came over on him. And, you know, when we found out one of the reasons the stewards took so long, they were thinking, well, how did this impact the third and fourth horses, why they looked at it so much. But we're just very thankful for the outcome. It caps off a good year for us.
Well, you'll be giving Robbie Alvarado another chance this Saturday on a horse you just bought into. Saturday night down at Delta, in Delta Downs, Delta Jackpot, you have Whitmore going. And, you know, you've mentioned your trainer, Ron Moquette, of course. Ran this horse first time out, ran a hole in the wind at Churchill, 6 furlongs and 1, 10, and 2. And last year, and we'll get to far right in a minute, Bob LaPenta bought into far right. This year it's the other way around. You're buying into Whitmore for this Delta Jackpot.
Well, the thing about it is this, that I actually have a horse, his name is Super Numerator, that anytime they hooked up together and worked, Super Numerator would outwork this horse. And Super Numerator got injured, and he's going to be off about another six or eight weeks. And so I have been looking for various two-year-olds, and for one reason or the other, they won't bet, or people won't accept the offer. I found I do better trying to, you know, buy a made horse. So, long story short, that Friday night, I was watching the races, and here goes Whitmore, just runs, like you said, he ran a hole in the wind. And so I called Ron and congratulated him. And later on, he called me, he said, Harry, you know, I'm getting some crazy offers on the horse, and I want to keep him in the barn. He's a nice horse. And I had told Bob about the horse. And so anyway, we made a deal to buy into the horse last week, I guess it was, and you know, we're thankful we've got a piece of him, and you know, we're hoping you know, lightning strikes twice, you know, and he can follow in the footsteps of far right.
I didn't get a chance to watch the race, but you know, he crushed the field. Obviously, looked like he might have even been a little green, just basing it off the comment line. Was that the case, you felt?
Well, yeah, and I went back and looked at that again, and what it was is he drifted out from the rider was hitting him left-handedly, and he drifted out as a result of it. And okay. That's really the only greenness that I saw was in the stretch. He rated very kindly off of the pace, and when he asked him to go, he went. And he was galloped out further purposefully in preparation for this race Saturday.
And given his pedigree, I mean, it seems like you would want to stretch out in distance, right?
You know, it's a funny thing, yes. And I haven't paid that much attention to horses that have run by Pleasantly Perfect. However, we bought a yearling that's out of an AP Indy mare by Pleasantly Perfect. And so, it was just like the light went on. You know, this horse is not Pleasantly Perfect. He's going to exceed. He's going to do very well. I ran his dosage. He's obviously got a two-turn pedigree. And so the further he goes, the better he ought to go. Now, we're the least experienced in the field, and so, you know, we'll have to overcome that. Maybe we can do it with talent.
Again, talking to Harry Rosenblum, owner of Gentleman's Bet, Whitmore. And before we let you go, Harry, got to bring up Far Right. You had the opportunity and the luxury of being in the thick of things this Derby Trail this past year, and it turned out to be a pretty historic one. In fact, he finished second with Far Right in the Arkansas Derby, behind, of course, the Triple Crown and Breeders' Cup Classic winner, American Pharoah. Touch on a little bit what that was like earlier this year and how it unfolded and what Far Right's up to.
Well, I tell you what, it was a tremendous experience, to say the least, and, you know, to have the best three-year-old that was stabled at Oaklawn this year, and there were a lot of good three-year-olds there. It really meant a lot to us. You know, the horse ran a credible race in the Derby. No one was going to beat American Pharoah that day. And so, you know, the Arkansas Derby was great. And, you know, getting to win the Smarty Jones of the Southwest there was, you know, memories we'll never forget. And that's what a lot of this is about. It's about memories. And going to the Derby, you know, I'll tell you, the experience, you know, I've been in the business for 30 years. When you go out there and they, you know, they've harrowed the track and they have the break and it's just the Derby and Oaks horses, the train, it's just a tremendous experience to take it in. And, you know, I hope we get to go back, because it's something you just, as a horse owner, that, you know, you just... I don't know how to describe it, but it was thrilling, to say the least.
And what's Far Right up to now, Harry?
Well, we decided the horse went up to Saratoga, and we had some slow paces we ran against, and he's got to have some pace. Went to Saratoga, got a little bruise on his foot. We decided, you know, by the time he gets over this, we might as well kick him out while he, you know, while the weather is good. And so we brought him back in last Sunday from, he had 60 days out on the farm and just eating grass and getting what sunshine we could. And he'll be at Oaklawn by the end of this month, to ready for the campaign there, with the target being the Oaklawn Handicap.
Okay, and Gentleman's Bet, is he staying in training?
Oh, yeah, he's going to stay in training. He's run, what, I think 16 times, and he's a six-year-old, going to be a seven-year-old. And, you know, knock on wood, he's doing better than he's ever done. And you know, as long as he wants to run at the caliber and level, you know, that's what we're going to do. And they've got a pretty good series of races there. And, you know, after his next race, depending upon how he does, you know, there's a chance we could maybe run in the Golden Shaheen, but I would put the odds of that maybe 1 out of 5. But, you know, they've upped the purse again for the Count Fleet. It's now $400,000 purse, so that's a nice race to aim for and have some fun at home.
Well, Harry, we appreciate some time this afternoon. Glad to see you finally having some fun and getting to do some really cool things. The whole experience with Far Right this past winter, the perseverance with Gentleman's Bet, was one of the top sprinters a few years ago, overcoming some injuries and coming back from that and getting the money this past Saturday, and hopefully the future's bright with, did you say Super Enumerator?
Yeah, Super Enumerator. He probably won't make the races till May, though, Anthony. But, okay. You know, we've got a lot of stuff to look forward to. It's just, you know, as they say, keeping them all healthy and happy, and that's the bottom line. And so I really enjoy your show, and I really appreciate you all having me on today. It meant a lot.
Well, it's been great having you, Harry. Continued success. Good luck with Whitmore Saturday night down in the Bayou, Delta Downs, the Delta Jackpot. Thanks, Harry.
All right. You guys have a great evening. Thank you.